This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, 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 everybody, back on the live stage. I'm Alan Taylor, pioneering performance stage here at SEMA 2017, presented by Shell and Pennzoil. Let's bring up Dan Sandberg and Matthew Edmonds, friends of mine from this industry. This is Dan Sandberg, president and CEO of Brembo, and Matt Edmonds, chief marketing officer at Tire Rack.
Sounds great. Sounds good.
Sounds good enough. I don't know, you could be president for all I know anymore.
It's much nicer.
Isn't this nice?
Much nicer, yeah.
Right? It's very comfortable. So the idea is we get off our feet and we get to actually think for a minute since all the blood is being squished around in our feet from walking around for 3 days. Anyway, first of all, Dan, let's start with you. You're closest to me. I can actually see you. He's outside of my vision now. I'm getting so old.
Age.
Talk about, you were on a panel earlier this week, weren't you?
A branding panel.
Talk about that. Let's give a little of the panel here. Give me 5 minutes.
Well, you know, it was a lot of people here have different aftermarket parts they're trying to sell. And the question was, how do you set up a great brand? And I'm lucky enough to work for a company that has a very, very strong brand. And we talked a little bit about what we do, you know, to move that brand. And, you know, I think Brembo has done a great job of really doing a lot of marketing to consumers rather than to customers. Now, obviously, the consumers are our ultimate customer, but you know, we sell to original equipment manufacturers, we sell to wholesalers, distributors, things like that. But we've been, you know, we found that that was somewhat effective. But at the end of the day, the consumer is the one who uses our product, and that creates what we call pull, where they're going to our customers now and saying we want Brembo. So it was an interesting discussion.
You know what? It's brilliant. Tire Rack, to me, one of the leaders in the online world, when everybody had bricks and mortar stores, this company, TireRack.com, comes out of the blue and starts selling tires, big giant things, through the mail order. It's like, who does that? That ain't going to work. Matt Edmonds from Tire Rack, it ain't going to work. Give it up. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I think you may be wrong on that one, Alan. You know, it's really interesting, though, because we were in the mail order business long before we were a .com.
Really?
And, you know, really when the .com thing came along, it just, the timing was perfect for
us.
So,
right. The big guy upstairs, he was smiling down on you guys because, man, you were in the right place.
It just shows you, though, you can, people are, they'll order anything while they're laying in bed.
Right? Tires.
Hey, as long as you can hear tires squealing in the background, and, you know, it just makes you want to do it. I mean,
right. So the funny thing is that noise is your tires burning up and your brakes keeping them from going into the crowd.
We love
right?
it. We love it.
They love
Sounds
it.
Sounds like a win-win.
So recently, two things. Recently, I bought a set of tires from Tire Rack for my wife's Fiat 500 Abarth, 39,000 miles. Wore the tires out, and I said to her, I said, you know, we are going to actually buy tires, which normally we don't have a car long enough, you know? So I called up Matt, and I said, need to buy some tires, you know, just order them? And he goes, yeah, just order them. They'll just show up. And I was like, I ordered them, and like 24 hours later, they're there. We took them over, but with it came like an $80 credit card, you know, because there was some special going on, right?
Had a promo going on.
Right, had a promo going on. It costs $79 to have the tires installed. So literally, I got the tires installed for free, and I got them cheaper than they wanted per tire at the tire bricks and mortar store, right? So technically, I saved out tremendously because the installation and everything was the same cost as the promo. So, I mean, I think it's brilliant. And it was real easy, real fast, and I hadn't done that for 5 years.
The most amazing part of that story, though, is that Alan actually paid for the tires.
I know, right?
I agree.
I don't think I've ever heard a story where he's actually paid for it.
Normally I sell the car when it needs tires, by the way. And then I sold the car right after that because it really needed tires.
There you go.
So whatever you're doing, you're doing it right.
You know?
Right.
Can't build a business on giving stuff away, as they say.
I,
right?
That's true. And then recently I also put the new set of Brembos on my truck. So a lot of people don't know that Brembo has an aftermarket program. And I have a Chevy crew cab. There was a hot rod truck for Hot Rod Magazine we built in 2011. And I went 60,000 miles on the first set of Brembo brakes. That's a lot of miles.
It is.
And it was towing a trailer a lot of time, right? So 60,000 miles, put a new set of brakes on it. Wonderful. Big wheels and tires. When you upsize, and Matt, you can talk to this too. When you upsize wheels and tires on a truck, you had better upsize the brakes. Don't talk. Let Matt explain this, because this is the stuff we used to talk about all the time. Nobody's going
to
believe him.
You increase that rotating mass, larger right. tires and wheels, and you better have a way to haul it down and stop it. Right, Dan?
Right.
I was talking to a truck guy, came to our booth today, and he was talking about his truck, and he said, I think he had a F-250 crew cab, the whole thing. And he says, can I get, Brembo brakes for this truck? And I said, yeah. I said, truck guys really deserve beautiful brakes, too. You got big wheels and everything else. He looked at me like I was an idiot and said, I need it because I'm hauling a lot of stuff. He said, right. And my truck isn't braking.
Right.
I said, yeah, they work, too. it's really true, I think. I think that the people ignore that. They get the truck, they drive it, they forget about all the load that they're going to have in there and how fast they're going. And it's just like a lot of horsepower. You got to slow that thing down.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt that they look great,
Doesn't hurt. I used to call it the jewelry of the car. If it had Brembo brake, calipers and rotors, I'd look in there and go, the jewelry. But it is part of the performance matching components, right? We'll take a little break and come back with more here on the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get some heavy rest.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
I'm Alan Taylor, Pioneering Performance Stage here. Let's bring up Dan Sandberg and Matthew Edmonds. So, question for Matt Edmonds from Tire Rack. How have things evolved in the last couple of years? I mean, we haven't really done this for a couple of years. Have things changed any? Is it getting easier, getting harder, the more competition? What's going on? See your commercials all the time. By the way, whoever's writing them, doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Fun commercials.
I'll tell you, the tire industry is something that is constantly evolving, and what's really interesting is consumers look at it, they're still round and black, but the manufacturers are constantly making strides, and it's in that black stuff, the compound, and just doing some amazing things. And I mean, we see tires, one of the things we do that separates us from everyone else is we test tires. And our test tracks in our front yard at our facility at headquarters in South Bend. And, I mean, we evaluate these tires just so we understand them. And it is amazing every year when a new tire comes out, better and better and better. And it's all stuff that really equates to safety, its ability to stop and perform in worse conditions.
What about the quality of the tires, though? You know, sometimes hear that, in the old days, right, that a lot of the aftermarket was, quote-unquote, seconds. That's not the case anymore, is it?
No, not at all. And, really, I will say the aftermarket tires, in many cases, can be a better tire than even original equipment. I mean, an original equipment tire has to be made to work anywhere and everywhere, and so they have to make some compromises to make that tire work. When you go to select your replacement tire, you can select a tire that works best for you, where you drive and the conditions you drive in. So it really is a great opportunity, and these tires are getting great mileage now, too.
I had some tires that I got from these guys. I had a Land Rover Sport.
Wait a minute, you bought tires?
Range Rover Sport. Yeah, well, Brembo bought me the tires.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but I had a Range Rover Sport, and I'd say 20, 25,000 miles into that car, the tires were so loud that, I mean, people were telling me, something's wrong with your wheels. You know, it was terrible. And I actually called your guys up, and they said, you know what, we got a lot of complaints. You should try this other brand of tire on the car. And I was like a whole new car when I got the tires. Yeah. And it was so quiet.
Makes a big difference.
You don't realize how much noise that the tires can generate.
Tires generate a tremendous amount of noise. And, you know, with today's cars, and particularly with some of the hybrids and even the all-electric vehicles, I mean, tire noise is all you hear from those cars. So people are becoming more and more aware of that. They're doing things to make tires quieter with inner liners in the tires to actually help to reduce the noise, because they do create a lot. I mean, those things are spinning out there on the pavement. And you get some irregular wear as a tire gets older. It gets very, very hard to control that.
All right, question for you. I've got a Dodge Demon coming, serial number 8.
Really?
I've got a Dodge Viper ACR. My ACR tires, as you know, there's only one tire that fits that car.
The Kumho 720.
Can I buy that from Tire Rack?
You can.
Okay. What about the Demon? I mean, this is going to be, they're going to be chewing up tires like crazy.
Absolutely. If it's a tire that's available in the United States, we have it in our warehouse.
Nice. Look at that.
There you go.
Well, Matt Edmonds from Tire Rack, thank you, my friend, for coming over. I'm glad we hooked up. It's been, you know, too many months and years. I was 16 miles from your place the other day.
And you didn't stop by and make me buy you lunch?
I had a camera crew following me around, and then I had to catch a plane back, and I'll be out again soon.
Absolutely.
I promise. TireRack.com, the best place to buy tires. Thank you again, Matt Edmonds. All right.
Good seeing you.
Thank
Great
you very
you.
Much. We'll take a little break and come back with more here on the Pioneering Performance Stage. Cruise up and down this
road, up and down this road. For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Coming back with another guest here on the Pioneering Performance Stage. I am Alan Taylor. I do a radio show all across America called The Drive. The Drive with Alan Taylor. It's every weekend. You can find it online. And our next guest up, Kevin Tully, Chad Hill. First of all, can I say thank you for your service to our great country? Not a lot of people know that a lot of this hobby are military, ex-military, and military that are, you know, a lot of these people are here. I have a friend that's here right now. He got off. I mean, he literally had to, like, position his life around getting a little tiny piece of time off to fly here to be here for 2 days to go back to serve again in our military. So it's very important. And you and I are friends on Facebook, and I love the fact that you are out there with your opinions. To me, that's important. As you know, some of us cannot be.
I think a lot of people are afraid to just say what's on their mind anymore.
Yeah,
and I think that causes more problems between two people than just saying what is on your mind.
Well, I notice what you post. I'm sure you have very specialized friends in the special forces. Anyway, all right, let's talk about what you guys are building, what you built. I know you're going to have it in the what's the TV show that they do after it's all done?
Optima's Search for the Ultimate Streetcar.
Exactly. And you guys, because I know that takes a special car, and you guys made the cut.
We pointed it in again, and the 67 Chevelle called Rush that's in the Stuart Werner booth, we got word today that it was not a golden ticket winner, but it's in the running. It's in the top 20 for a golden ticket for
really?
It to go to the Invitational this weekend as well.
Wow. Wow. So, Chad, what did you have to do with this? Once again, the dynamic duo.
Well, it's a 67 Chevelle. It's LSA powered. We knew it was going to be a road racing style build, so I wanted to give it a real vintage flair about it. So it's got some 18-inch wheels that are painted kind of a champagne color to look vintage. It's got a single racing stripe. over the top, across the roof, and back down the deck lid, which we get a lot of grief for because a lot of the Chevelle people aren't used to seeing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it makes their head scratch a little bit. It's also the debut of our new rear integrated spoiler deck lid. It's all fiberglass.
Really?
So it's we designed it so to look like it could have come that way on a Chevelle, like a Camaro spoiler.
Yeah, right.
But it's all integrated. It's pretty rad.
So Hot Rod Chassis and Cycle, these guys have built some beautiful machines. And, you know, when I watch you guys build this stuff, you put a lot of thought into what you do. I mean, this isn't, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this. I mean, you guys must spend a lot of time really trying to figure out to make this vehicle be able to win, like you say, the gold ticket kind of a deal, to be able to compete and win, or to compete and make the competition bar really high. So where did you, on this particular one, did you have something that you modeled it after, or was it just you sat down and thought, how do we make this 67 Chevelle the best it can possibly be? What was the thought process on it?
From the engineering standpoint of it, he wanted to go, you know, road racing with it and come do the Optima, I should say,
right,
events with us. So it had to be able to autocross. It had to be able to drive for 2 hours on the road cruise. It had to be able to perform well on a road course. So that's all stopping, turning. It's got to be able to have some longevity in a, you know, Road America we were just at. It's literally 20 miles of racing five times on Sunday.
Right.
On the throttle, off the throttle. So we go into our industry standards of CNR Racing and Tremec and Mosher for 9-inch and Ridetech for their suspension, because we know those products are going to stand up, and that's, of course, going to make us look good. And the concept of the car, you know, they didn't race Chevelles in Trans Am, which is where we try to keep our design philosophy in so that it looks like something that could have been raced in the Trans Am circuit in the 60s.
Right.
So what Chad did was he took the livery there. So the paint on the car is very much a feel like something that would have been raced in the Trans Am circuit.
Right. So you're in the... which booth?
Central Hall and Stuart Warner, booth 22317, right next to Ford.
That's kind of a coup. You know, Stuart Warner, I mean, it's one of the iconic names of our industry. And to be able to have your car in there, they're very particular about who they have. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see the vehicle. I got to get in there, get deeper into the belly of the beast a little bit. But is there a project coming up down the road? Anything going on?
We're working on a 65 Barracuda right now.
I thought I saw that on Facebook.
That will essentially be the highest level of technology car that we have constructed to date. It's got our new Interceptor 5-link IRS in it. It's got a sequentially shifted 6-speed Fitz and Performance gearbox in it.
Nice.
It's got a Hillborn injector on it. It's got Alcon touring car brakes on it. And it's got CNR Racing's new extruded tube core radiator, which is a part that they developed for F1 and now they're bringing to the masses.
Whoa, right?
So, you know, technology-wise and the way that it tracks and the pieces that are in the car, it should be very fast. It should handle very well. We've got a secret stealth project that we're going to be working on that we're going to have a name in Racing Drive and throw a little smackdown on some people, I think.
Okay.
That was the comments that were thrown around today when we were in that meeting to show off some of the products with a pro driver. You know,
right.
Chad and I and Tim are shop owners. We don't have the time to go to the track constantly and increase our own skills. So being able to show what the potential is of the product with someone that actually knows how to drive a race car,
right,
will, you know, that will show that we're building a very good product. And if you have the racing skills, it will do X.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Chad, Kevin, thank you guys.
Appreciate Thanks for having
it.
Thanks, Alan.
We'll take a little break and come back with more here on the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Coming back with another guest here on the Pioneering Performance Stage. I am Alan Taylor. Rich Christensen.
Hi, Alan.
He's got a car up here, over here. You guys, if you haven't seen it yet, it's just down the way. I don't know if you guys remember.
It's the Hellcat.
The Hellcat. Beautiful Hellcat. If you remember the TV show Pink's, it was one of those shows. I remember when it started, when they launched it here at SEMA, and this crazy guy comes up, and I go, what's the name of the show? Now, because I'm from California, I was born in Houston, Texas, but we moved to California when I was a kid. I knew what a pink was, a pink slip. But a lot of people, I mean, this is a global show. And I remember thinking to myself, I got to help this guy out because I don't know that everybody knows what a pink is, you know, the pink slip, right? So I thought, yeah, come on, let's talk about this show because I think it's a great idea. I thought, man, that is so bold that if you are actually going to do what people used to do, race for pink slips, and a lot of it is just stories, you know.
It was the case of beer that they were racing for. But
right.
You take two small towns and you get the two best cars, and they could create that myth that this is going down, and it got everybody talking that this race is going on. They're doing it for titles. Well, as you know, it was never for titles, but they're almost like their own little promoters. So all I said was, let's just make it real. And I remember telling all my buddies in the gym. Remember, I worked at the Riviera, the club,
right.
And I tell them in the gym, I'm like, this is the idea I have. We should just make it real. And my buddy, Brumby Boylston, just turned to me and goes, Pink's.
That right?
And it was just so organic and cool. And that was it, man. It was born.
It's so funny that you and I have been friends now for like a decade. When did that start?
Jeez.
I mean, it's been 12, 15 years since.
Buddy, I literally cannot tell you what happened yesterday. Yeah.
So you started this show. You rose to the top like a rocket. And I know that you're about to do that again. I get the feeling. I really get the feeling. Because the Hellcat down there and the promo, if you guys haven't seen, just down the way from us is a Hellcat with flames all over it. And there's a promo playing. And he's got an idea for a new show that he's here showing the world the same way you showed the world Pink's.
You know, this great story, Alan, is I call up Don Mosier, and I just go, Don, I think I see the future. I've been thinking about this for, what's the next step? What's the evolution?
Right.
And Don goes, quit talking. What do you need? You know? So he goes, show it to me. So we literally just got to, we shot it a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Not even that, right? September 12th. And they saw it, and they go, be at SEMA, we'll see you there, let's see the reaction. That's how supportive Don and his team have been.
That's the beauty of this group of people right here. Shell Pennzoil, Quaker State, Shell Rotella, and now the Jiffy Lube group, Shell V-Power Gasoline. It's a whole bunch of these brands underneath the big Shell brand.
And now let me
say
this.
They're so supportive of us.
But let me say this. You come to SEMA, and everybody says, you know, I'm up on the Pennzoil stage, so I'm just going to tell you how great Pennzoil and Quaker State and Jiffy Lube, right? That's what I have to do. No. I'm telling you, I wouldn't do that for anybody. They earned it. I've had that positive. I'd tell you if I didn't. I would, wouldn't I? You know me,
yeah,
Alan.
Right.
I tell you, it has been the team, the professionalism, the acceptance, the non-narrow casting, the openness. I've never experienced anything like it. And when I watch these folks work as hard as they work, and how you've told me, you know, you told me, you're like, Rich, this is a good group. Remember when I first saw you? Alan and I go back so long that he can give me the shortcut. He goes, these are the right people.
Yeah.
And you're just so, buddy, you are so right.
Tell the world about your new show.
Well, Alan, I just believe that you and I have talked, you know, I'm a fitness enthusiast, and I love track and field, and I've always been really interested. You know, I told you there's the sprinter and there's the distance runner. But the really great athlete, in my opinion, is that 400-meter, 800-meter runner. Alan, it is a sprint for that long. It is both a distance and a sprint. I'm like, what car has that in, you know, what racing really looks at that area? And well, we have the top fuel cars, and we have funny cars, and we have the top fuel cars, and we have the NASCARs and the touring cars. I wanted to go after that spot that I thought there might be an opportunity to say, okay, what would be the ultimate test? The torture test for me is, let's quarter-mile drag race. Let's say you run a 10.5, I run a 10.
By the way, this is the name of the show, the torture test.
Torture test.
Yep.
Alan, just run your car 10.5. You go. When you come back around, I go. It's almost like a tag. And we just hot lap until somebody quits, crashes, or breaks, you know, and we see how far we can go. Now, why I want to do that is because I truly believe there could be, if we do this, there could be innovation in taking cars that can maybe the first episodes we're going to look at 5 or 6 passes before somebody, you know, breaks down. And I think, I tell you this, that we do a, after the burnout, I make the car turn off for 5 seconds. I've told you I'm that dramatic. Alan, it's literally goosebumps, right?
Well, you think about the pressures that are, the engine is under, the everything has changed, the compression.
So I'm standing up there, right? And this is when it gets fun for me. Cut that car off. And I know it's at 200 and some degree. I mean, it's cooking, right? And then I go 5, 4. Even I don't know if that car is going to start my car or the opponent's car. So when I talk about a dramatic pause, and it's every round.
Right.
So it's just you go, I go, you go, I go.
Until the car
won't stop, or it hits the wall, or does something. Just the tires unhook. But you can change your tires. You can do anything you want to your car until I get back.
You got
to go.
45 seconds.
Well, it's about 2 minutes, right?
Is it 2 minutes?
Yeah, it is. Coming around the return lane. But, Alan, what you see is, right now, if we're going to look at 7 or 8 passes.
We're talking about a new show that he's developing right now called Torture Test. If you remember Pink's and Pink's All Out, that's Rich Christensen right here.
This might be the next evolution. We'll see. But, Alan, I truly believe that if we do it right, we're looking at cars that someday will do 25, 30 hot lap passes before somebody breaks down.
Yeah.
Do you imagine what the innovation, the evolution would be? For cars, we'd be creating a whole new car and a whole new style of racing.
So I'm going to bring my new Dodge Demon out to your show. Like 3 weeks later, I'm still going back and forth.
Wouldn't it be the best?
Right?
Wouldn't it be the best?
It's true. I mean, the new F5 Hennessy, right? I mean, insanity. Because engineering, technology, oil technology, fuel technology, all technology, braking, every tires. It's the best it's ever been in the history right now.
Okay, and so we know that's a fact.
Right.
Okay, but now, so we're getting to the moon, Alan. How do you and I get to Mars? Okay?
Right.
I'm very interested in, I love that everybody's getting to the moon, and you've done a fabulous job, and it's almost easy to get to the moon. What are we going to build to get us to Mars? Is it an inch thicker wall? Is it a little more viscosity? Is it a little less? Is it, Alan, we're hanging in the moon. Let's go to Mars.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere we haven't been. Let's find all these amazing artisans of machines
right.
to come up with that next great part, that next great cooling system, that next great ignition system that won't fail. Wouldn't that be amazing? Solid-state technology.
All the right matched components that each one gives strength to the next one. And it's a full circle, like an infinity, right?
Right, right. Now, you're going to love this. So what... What's the leak? You're only as strong as?
Your weakest link.
Correct.
What is it?
So on this chain, this thick, unbelievable chain, where is that weak link?
Right.
Can you imagine the forensics that engineers will be going through to find that weak link? And if they do find it and they fix that link, where are we going to go, Alan? I know,
it's the ultimate endurance.
It's the ultimate performance
endurance test.
Pennzoil performance passes.
Yeah.
That's why it was so fun to work with Pennzoil because they say performance. I go, oh, you want performance?
Yeah.
Watch this.
There you go. Well, it's called, once again, and it's just here. It's being shown for the first time.
Honestly, we put something together to show Don.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, we're going to SEMA. He goes, let's get some reaction. So I know they're... What I can tell you is Don was highly enthusiastic of Brian and my effort.
Yeah.
And if they feel like it's something they want to move forward with, we would be honored to work with them in any way possible.
That's awesome.
I'm just happy to be here.
We'll take a little break and come back with more here on the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Coming back with another guest here on the Pioneering Performance Stage. I am Alan Taylor. Rich Christensen. Do you remember Dennis Spitzenbarger?
Hey, Dennis.
Come on. You got to say hi to Rich Christensen. Do you remember Dennis? He did a Hot Rod Radio with me when I was doing Motor Trend Hot
Dennis.
Rod Radio.
Jeez.
Dennis Spitzenbarger.
Dude, how are you?
You don't even need a microphone. I just wanted to get him to say, yeah, bring it up. Sure.
That's amazing. You know, really.
This is old school stuff right
this
here.
This is, oh, now we're going
Dennis.
Way back.
Oh, good Lord. How oh, it's been? On.
Full circle. Full circle for the three of us.
Well, I can tell you, man, it's just, you know, those days when you guys put the hard questions to me of what I was trying to really do with Pinks, and Dennis, you weren't exactly the, you know.
The kindest.
And you're, but, you know, it made me defend what my mechanism, what the concept, and what my vision was, and that led to pastime. And that, yeah, you know, what I knew from when you work and talk to a dentist is this: he'll give you a chance, but don't break his heart. If I'm going to ask you to believe in something, I better have the back end wherewithal and the commitment and the mechanism, and be right in order for you to give me a second chance or stay with me.
Yeah.
Because with Pinks was, we did enough things right. That, and Steve Pullen was literally a master craftsman crafting that show,
yeah,
when he produced it. It was like he even took it past my expectations. We got a loyal audience, and we delivered, I hope, consistently, but that's what I learned, Dennis. I have no desire to disappoint anybody here with a future vision of mine. You're unforgiving, but you're honest.
Well, that's the thing, because this is such an authentic place. Dennis was the first guy to call me out as a poser. If I started talking smack about something, he'd go, "Don't even talk about that." So Dennis, complete full circle, like a decade.
Well, I just, you know, it's kind of weird being up here, you know, and I agree with what Rich said. You know, it doesn't matter what level of car guy you are. Everyone's got their place. You know, I'm a burnout body and paint guy. So are you.
Yep.
And somehow it led us to being up here on stage and doing our thing with entertainment. You give me a grease pencil and a grease pencil board, I'll tell you how an automatic transmission works. It doesn't mean you want me pulling the drum out of your Turbo 400.
That's right.
That's the point I think we're just trying to make. You brought entertainment. You know, some people, as you were saying, some people might have picked on you in the beginning. Some people might have said, oh, you're this or you're that. But the thing is, you innovated something that brought on and birthed so much more.
Okay, now, Dennis, can I respond to that? It wasn't getting picked on. I literally got death threats, calls, and beginning of email and all that stuff. My life was threatened because I was disrespecting the tree and dropping my arms. My wife was threatened. My mother was threatened.
This is a burly group.
This is the side of it I don't know.
You think everybody thinks, oh, hey, he just showed up and they gave him the gig. No, I created the concept.
Right.
I thought of it. And by luck, you know, Steve Pullen was ended up crafting it into something so special, and to be honest
but
about
see,
that.
But see, that's the behind the scenes we don't know. And he and I have had some discussions. He put his life on the line to do that show.
Was on the line.
And there was times when it was not easy. We had some, I don't know if you remember, we had some very one-on-one discussions about it, because when you're passionate about something and you're doing it and you're all in, you know, I mean, you know, and I know both, right?
Hey, Dennis, did you know that I had switchblade pulled on me?
That's why we're here today.
You're kidding me.
At a show, a guy thought I wronged him. Cha-boom. Pull in his pocket, switchblade. And I knew that if I show that, we're Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Or I could make these people look. They had so many magnificent moments. I didn't want to show Alan the negative moments. So, yeah. Man, that's what I was going through.
No, you had a great show. It had a great run. And torture test, cross our fingers, you're going to make that happen too.
I hope so.
And you can talk to Dennis about that off air, because we just went through the whole thing. It's a very cool concept. And again, I hope Rich Christensen gets it done because you're the man to do it. Calm minds prevail, right?
Yeah, like that's the first time I ever heard him say that.
All right, Rich Christensen, thank you, brother. Best of luck.
No, Alan, thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Dennis, good seeing you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Really. This is like full circle for the three of us.
Yeah, it's been a long
time.
The reunion.
All right, I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
All right. Now, coming up next on our stage, we have special guest Bob Attrell, Quaker State Hyundai Racing, Attrell Hyundai. Come on up, Bob.
How are you?
I'm good. I've been, you know, calling out your name.
I know. You've been calling my name.
Because you are a...
A celebrity,
celebrity
in my own mind.
In our minds.
Oh, how about
You're
that?
You're on the Pioneering Performance.
A pioneer.
Tell the world who is Bob Attrell.
Well, Bob Attrell is an auto enthusiast that's been a car dealer and a family dealership in the Toronto, Canada area for the last 43 years, which was started by my father.
Wow.
And I've been operating one of our stores in our group for the last 26 years.
Wow.
So we are well entrenched in the auto industry.
So how do you like Hyundai lately?
Well, Hyundai is a company that redevelops itself every two or three years. They're one of the few brands that brings new models on a three-year basis. A lot of manufacturers have a four-year cycle and some longer. But Hyundai prides itself on bringing product on a three-year basis.
Which is amazing because with the way that people have an attention span these days, it used to be that it took 5-8 years to develop a machine, and you guys are actually bringing them in, putting them back out, bringing in new ones. I mean, three-year cycle is phenomenal.
Well, in this day and age, with CAD programs and the technology and the way cars are manufactured on lines, the turnover time, the reduction of defects off a line, and the general quality of cars by most manufacturers is very high.
Yeah. No, there's no question. High. I say, in America, we don't sell anything that isn't just simply good. Good is the lowest part, and it goes to, I mean, crazy if you want to buy
good,
an F5.
Better, best.
Yeah,
right?
Good, better, best. But they're all good. There's no bad cars anymore.
Technology has enabled manufacturers to use the best of all technology in their products. In fact, I honestly think that some of the technology they could bring to the manufacturing of cars is withheld because the general public's not ready for it.
Well, what do you think about that, Dan?
You know, I think I'd agree to it to some extent. I mean, you got to, you know, with all this new automation and autonomous stuff that's coming on, there's a lot of discussion about, you know, this stuff will come, but how soon will it come? Because...
Right.
You know, do you want to have electric brakes, only electric brakes, or do you want to have a backup? You know, look at airplanes.
Yeah.
You have electric systems there, but you have two sets of hydraulic backup. So,
you know,
I think it's going to take some time, and everybody, of course, loves to reboot their Windows computer, and you think about that with your car when you're driving. It doesn't go over real well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so now let's talk about racing, since you're sitting next to the CEO of Brembo Brakes.
Well, I need his support. Like, I need some big brakes.
Right?
Because everybody wants to stop.
tell us how involved you are and what you guys do with Hyundai.
Well, we have been racing. We run the fastest touring car Genesis in North America. This year, we were fortunate enough with a great team, which I have some of the team members here down in Vegas with me, to win the Canadian Touring Car Championship. It was a great season for our team. We had the most wins of any vehicle. And it was pretty well flawless. It just really went well. Car hit some real big milestones. We set two track records this year.
Wow.
that we're very proud of, and we're looking forward to next year with Quaker State. Quaker State is a huge brand in Canada.
Yeah.
Right? It's maybe not as big in the U.S., but it's a very strong brand in Canada.
No, I think it's strong here, too.
Yeah.
It's got its following,
yeah,
and they are loyal as can be.
Well, it is a great brand, Quaker State.
Yeah.
They really bring a top-level product to the market.
I think products in general in Canada have a little more staying power. I think Canadians are a little more loyal to their products. Not that Americans are disloyal, but I think Americans are more, I don't know, adventurous. You know,
adventurous.
They can use something 50 times and it works great.
Yeah,
somebody will come with something they think is better and they'll run to the better mousetrap. Well, you know, at least to try it.
There's no doubt about this that Canadians are loyal to the brand. For an example, we have a brand of coffee shops in Canada called Tim Hortons.
Oh yeah,
and it's basically a following. Right. If you don't have a Tim Hortons in the morning coffee,
you
might as well go back home.
Right. Tim Hortons and Canadian Tire, right?
Canadian Tire.
Yeah,
you know, they have their own world-class racetrack, Canadian Tire.
Congratulations on what's going on with Hyundai and everything that you guys are doing, the racing and working with Quaker State. We appreciate you being up here on the Pioneering Performance Stage.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity for, you know, Bob Atchell from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
There you go.
To have word.
Listen, we love Canada. We love Canadians.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bob
Atchell,
everybody.
Thank you very much for
joining us up here. All right. I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage, presented by Shell and Pennzoil. Welcome aboard, everybody. Joining us right now at the far end of the couch is Gary Patterson, president of Shelby American, and then Jim Marietta from Original Venice Crew Mustangs. Guys, welcome to the show. So let me start out with you, Jim. You're the closest to me, and again, I think that's him because my glasses are a little foggy. So tell us about what you do, Jim.
Well, the background is myself and Ted Sutton and Peter Bryant were the three mechanic fabricators that built the original GT350 competition model in Venice, California.
Really?
Yes.
So you guys being side by side is probably okay.
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah, fabulous.
Absolutely, he said.
Yeah.
He's sitting a little close.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. So give us a little background. Tell us the story.
So about 2 years or so ago, we got together and decided that we'd give it another shot and try to build a GT350 competition model.
And when you're talking about the original GT350, what are we talking? What year are we talking?
Late 64, 1965.
The original.
The original.
Wow.
Right.
That is awesome, man.
That is currently known as 002.
Okay.
That's the one. That's the famous flying Mustang.
So how did it all come about? I love these backstories, right? From the horse's mouth.
Every year there's a Shelby reunion.
Right.
Where the older guys get together, usually at Willow Springs, which is where we did a lot of our testing.
Sure.
And so Peter was there and Ted was there. And Peter Brock.
Yep.
Yeah, and Jim O'Leary, who was an engine guy. And we just kicked around some of the old stories, and then it Peter Brock's SEMA party about 2013. We got the idea of maybe building another competition model the way that we did it 50 years ago.
Where, isn't that amazing?
Where we did, we hand cut the aluminum and hand welded the plenum in the gas splash area. It's a Carroll Shelby engine, company engine. We put the aluminum frames in the door with the plexiglass, and just almost identical as you could get to do it.
Right.
And then a little bit later, I got the idea of trying to get these licensed. So I approached the people at Ford, and I did a pitch to those guys, and I met their criteria. So it's a Ford licensed product.
Wow.
And then I went to Shelby and dealt with them. And they approved me as a licensee. So the deal goes, we start with an original registered Mustang, Fastback.
Right.
It's built by a couple of the original fabricator mechanics that built it 50 years ago.
Wow.
We have a lease at the Carroll Shelby facility in Los Angeles. So we build it at a Carroll Shelby facility.
You're kidding me.
No, that's right there.
Right? Because this is a big deal.
And he's the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
And it's licensed by Ford and Shelby. So it's about as close to the original as you can get.
Wow.
We're issued 36 Carroll Shelby continuation numbers.
Wow.
And we're only building 36 because we built 36.
Why didn't you do 50?
No, we're not doing 50, no. we're only doing 36 because we built 36 the first time.
Okay, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm trying to tie it into as much history as possible.
Right. Keep it authentic.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, when are these going to be available?
Well, they're for sale now, actually. Okay. We've already sold one, and we're going to start building it actually Tuesday.
Okay.
At the Carroll Shelby facility.
Wow. All right, I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage, presented by Shell and Pennzoil. Welcome aboard, everybody. Joining us right now, Gary Patterson, president of Shelby American, and then Jim Marietta from Original Venice Crew Mustangs. Gary, you and I should go race one of these things like we did in the number one Hertz convertible that you didn't bother telling me was number one. He didn't tell me that I was riding number one in a rally, and I'm jumping this thing and doing smoky burnout, going sideways. And he goes, "This somebody offered $650,000 for this car." I go, "This car? This rental car? Right? This is my friend Gary."
It was true. It was true.
So,
you know, the best car to have is somebody else's.
Yeah, let's try that out.
This is really cool. I mean, this, you know.
So there's a couple little twists. One is that the cars that we're building has independent rear suspension that was under development by Ford Advanced Vehicles in 64 and 65. And one of our crew found some of the original parts. And so we couldn't use the originals because they're weldments and rusty. So we developed it on a CNC, but it's accurate to basically to the inch. of the way it was done. We have pictures that Ted Sutton actually took at Riverside of the Ford Falcon that the Ford Advanced Vehicles had done. And you look at their pictures and the pictures of ours, it's identical.
Unreal.
Yeah. So it's really neat. And when you talk about racing the car, we had to do a little re-engineering to reset the independent rear suspension because Ford never quite finished it at the time. So our development drivers were John Morton, Rick Titus, and Vince Lavallier, who I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Then we took it on a tour last year, went to the Ford Shelby Nationals in Tulsa, and Vince was our driver, and he qualified third on Saturday.
Wow.
Won the race on Sunday, just like 50 years earlier.
Wow.
So that's the car
that is so awesome.
It's sitting out there.
That is awesome. So now, where can people find these to buy them?
Our website, which is oldvcmustangs.com.
oldvcmustangs.com for original Venice Crew Mustangs. And they're only going to build 36. You have a price tag on them?
They're $250,000 each.
And you know what's funny is, you know, I'm sure you watching what has been going on with Shelby lately.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right? It's just amazing how so many people, and this is where Gary Patterson comes in, so many people thought that after Carroll passed that it was going to be over. And oh, no, it's not over. I mean, even what you're doing is amazing. But maybe talk to that for a sec, Gary.
Well, let me, before you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the enthusiasm that Gary and Vince have for what they're doing is equal to or exceeds the enthusiasm we had 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Gary is just full of energy. They're doing great, great things over there. And we're really happy to be associated with Shelby and what Gary does. They do a fabulous job.
Well, I mean, fabulous. What you're doing is historic. What Shelby is doing, even, you know, in the years after Shelby, and having Aaron involved, in, you know, at some level up there, it's kind of sweet because Aaron looks like young Carroll. It's mind-boggling, right? But, Gary, talk about that now. You and I had the conversation. What's going to happen? You knew, and you would always just
smile.
Yeah,
I knew. It was cool. But, you know, I always say now the good old days are today.
I know.
And if you look around, you know, the good old days are today because there's a lot of cool stuff that's old that is modernized or reconditioned or refurbished, or you can have the best of the best of the today's cars, you know, 750, 800 horse, 1,000 horsepower. You can drive it on the street. You can take it to work. You can take it to the track, you know. And we're so blessed because not only do we have that at Shelby American, but we've got the original crew
that's
still associated with our. So it's like having Picasso.
Whose idea was
painting,
this? Right? Whose idea was this?
No, it's his idea.
That is so great.
You know what?
Thank
it's
you for doing
idea.
That, right?
Thank you.
You're bringing. You're just like giving us one more taste. One more little taste because after you're gone and the crew. It's that part of history is all over. You're giving us one more little taste of what happened 50 years ago.
When these 36 cars are done, we'll probably be done, and that'll be the last time that a Shelby car will be touched by one of the original crew.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a big deal. All right, I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage presented by Shell and Pennzoil. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage, presented by Shell and Pennzoil. Welcome aboard, everybody. Joining us right now, Gary Patterson, president of Shelby American, and then Jim Marietta from Original Venice Crew Mustangs. So, since I missed the party, what was the party all about at Shelby American just down the street? Gary Patterson, president of Shelby.
So, you know, we just had 300-400 of our closest friends over for a little get-together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was about the continuation of the story. And Carol's favorite car was always the next one.
Right.
And when you think about it in life, whether it's cars or whatever, that's the right answer.
That is the right answer.
The next one. That's because right. Otherwise you're always, you know, you're thinking about, you know, before. So, you know, this year we decided to come to the table and take the new body style Mustang 2018, put a big wide body fenders and all that on it, but make it look like the factory did it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just, it's really stunning. And if you look at the blue Super Snake over in the Ford booth in Central Hall, you can see what that wide body looks like. Okay, so you can see the front fascia we changed, the fenders, both front and back, and then we changed, you know, some of the control arms and bushing. So it's a whole lot more than just a body kit and, you know, power. But when we went to this one, we said, oh, let's show the boys what we can do. So we stoked the furnace a little bit, and we took the 5.2-liter engine, but this one's a cross-plane crank. And we did forged internals and ported the heads and did all the hot rodder tricks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, crank rods, pistons, cams, all that stuff. And put a 4.5-liter Whipple supercharger on it.
Woo.
Twin screw that makes over 1,000 horses.
1,000 horsepower Shelby, everybody.
So, you know, awesome. So that was awesome. And we fired this bad boy up, you know, with open headers inside the building.
That is awesome.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah. So everybody,
I thought
there,
I heard something on the other side of town.
Yeah. The cool thing is, there's all these people around, and we're going, you know, why don't we just go ahead and start this up? Because yeah, we go over the whole product attributes, you know, the Brembo brakes and the cool wheels that we had done, and
yeah,
all that stuff from Weld. And so we got all the guys that are all standing there. You know, we got mufflers out the back, but they were just hung there, right?
Right.
So it gave the illusion,
right,
that there's
right,
mufflers
right
on this thing.
Always a surprise.
And then we go out there, we go, all right, what do you think? Should we start it? And everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then, you know, Vince hops in. I say, why don't you start it, you know? So he pushes the button. You hear the starter start to crank, and then all of a sudden this thing lights. And it's open headers, and it's 1,000 horsepower, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. That's a way to start a party.
Oh, that's a way to start a party, man.
That's
I'll
totally
tell you what.
Awesome.
Yeah, you betcha.
That's so great. So is this going to be available for
oh,
purchase?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can definitely publish that one, and, you know, go out and buy it and,
yep,
you know, run on the track and have fun.
Well, we know that the Shelby Fun Team, with the leader, you know, like yourself, leading the way all the way, on the cover of so many magazines, you with that smile, that grin of pure bliss, a couple of broken teeth from smiling so hard.
Yeah, I got a few of those too, you know. Right. I lost a lot of hair over the years too, unlike you, you know. You at least kept
you
your,
know, this is paid
even
for.
Riding
in
that convertible we did, you know. But, you know, you talk about me, but it's really about the team of people.
Yeah, I know.
And you really look at what's going on at Shelby today, and we look at and we take, you know, our guidance from guys like Jim that
yeah
worked the original crew. And what was it about then? Well, it was really the team behind the scenes. So
yep,
when we look at Carol Shelby and the legacy and what happens now, it really the legacy continues because of the people.
Right, the team.
The team.
That is still alive,
right,
and Jim is.
Absolutely.
And then, you know what's funny is, just like on a band, there's a front man, but without the rest of the band, he'd be standing there singing a cappella. Right? So
that's
it
right
takes the,
yeah,
to make that music. And guess what? The music is awesome sometimes when the singer stops singing. The music keeps playing, right? So you guys, the music is still playing, and the cars are still going crazy. Jim, what do you think? 1,000 horsepower, right?
I was there when they cranked it up. I'll tell you what. It almost blew your ears. It was
that
great.
Neat?
But in addition to the horsepower, you should see the finish on the car. It is truly gorgeous.
Well, I saw photos of it. It's really, really nice car.
Very nice car.
You know, I'm glad you guys like it. You know, we talk about the horsepower and stuff too, but when you put that much power in a car, then you've got to make it work. So there's a whole bunch of structure that's now welded into the bottom of the chassis so that it doesn't just have horsepower, it'll work.
Yeah.
And you've got, we actually took a 9-inch Ford rear end, but it's just the center section, and we continue to use the modern IRS.
Wow.
So we went with our own, you know, half shafts, but they're rated for 1,500 horsepower.
Oh, my gosh.
Because those standard half shafts are going to be turning into pretzels
right,
if you
exactly.
use those. So there's, you know, that and the A-arms and springs and bushings and sway bar. There's a whole lot of content in this thing.
Yep.
You know, and then some big, you know, 16-inch Brembo brakes in the front with six piston calipers. And, you know, so it's a whole lot more than just horsepower.
Yeah, you matched all the right components. Well, Gary Patterson, I want to go on another bull run with you, brother. We got
to do that again. It's been almost 10 years.
No, it was 2007. Oh, it's a decade.
It is a decade. Holy crap, huh?
I know. All right, guys. Thank you very much for being with us.
Appreciate it.
Gary Patterson, Shelby American.
All right. Thanks,
Alan. Marietta. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Again, these are the pioneers of performance here on the Shell Pioneering Performance Stage. I'm Alan Taylor.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
All right, let's bring up our next guest, Bodie Stroud, and David Borla's here, too. Here we are on the Pioneering Performance Stage at SEMA. Hashtag SEMA 2017. Hashtag Shell at SEMA. If you want to see what's going on. David Borla, what the heck's going on?
A lot of hashtags going on.
A lot of hashtagging, brother. Just don't smoke hash.
Yeah, please.
So, David Borla on my whatever this side of me is, and Bodie Stroud over here, Dan Sandberg, president and CEO of Brembo. Let me start with you over here, David. How you been, brother?
I've been awesome. Super awesome.
How's it feel to be a dad?
Feels really good. Two times at this point. So.
Wait a minute. Are you serious? I mean, like, I thought maybe it was like a deja vu. You guys have two now.
Yeah, 20-month-old and a 5-month-old. So,
my
life changes a lot when I get home.
And your dad probably pretty proud to have some.
Super proud. Yeah,
that's
it's awesome. A lot of fun.
Tell him be careful on that motorcycle, will you?
Yeah, I know.
He's an animal.
I tell him every day. Believe me.
So since you know we have here a guy that builds and products he uses, which is cool, right? Talk about what's new at Borla. You guys are killing. I saw something with Ford.
Yeah, we're doing a bunch with Ford, doing a bunch with GM, just got Cadillac, working with Mopar, Volkswagen, Honda, Kia. That new Kia Stinger is pretty killing.
You guys used to be like an aftermarket exhaust.
We still are. They're all aftermarket programs. We're just working hand-in-hand with the OEs.
Isn't that nice?
So what I like to think of us as is kind of this perfect marriage of the spirit of the aftermarket and OE quality.
That is so rare.
The world is changing, Alan. You have to realize that.
I know, because you guys are doing the same thing.
The line between aftermarket and what we would call original equipment, you know, a lot of these things, right, you go to the dealer, you buy them right there when you buy the car.
Exactly.
You check the box and you get them.
I was going to say, they seem to come with all that stuff now.
Customization. And I think that's great. Our you know, the equipment manufacturers now are really thinking about what the consumer wants,
out of the box. To think, I got my wife a little Fiat 500 Abarth because she had one. She loved it. You start that up, the sound of the exhaust, right? I mean, from the factory, the guy that bought it thought it was too loud, so he went and got some wonky muffler and put it on. Now it starts up, and it goes... It's like, no. That thing used to sound great.
Those sound great from the factory.
From the factory. He took it off.
Well,
so,
you know,
sometimes you just can't make people happy.
That's right.
I mean?
Look, it's about personalization,
yeah,
too.
Right.
I mean, we don't all wear the same tie. We don't all wear the same color socks.
I got that same exact tie.
Alan wears all the same ties I wear.
Because I steal them from you.
But really, frankly, Brembo's really led the way with this whole thing. Really, I mean, we're kind of following the path that you guys started. So you guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, your
that.
Stuff is great because it's the same as ours, right? It works great, but it looks great, right?
Cool, awesome.
I mean,
thank
exhaust,
you.
Right? So, I mean, you're talking, you know, who would ever think that's something that would be spectacularly interesting? But, you know, people, they want that jewelry on the car.
How long
no
ago
do
you think it, that started when they people cared about what the exhaust, the muffler looked like? How long? Was that been like 10 years?
You know,
it used to be it didn't matter. And now all of a sudden.
No, it was longer than that.
Huh?
It was longer than that.
Longer ago?
I put my first Borla muffler on 20 years ago, maybe.
Right on. Right on, yeah.
I think they always cared, yeah. Alan. It just didn't have
looks.
A chance.
I'm
there was nothing there.
I did it because of the look.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you guys were leading
I
the
tell
way.
You what has changed, what I've seen anyway, is that the sound inside the cabin's become a lot more important in the last 10 years.
There you go. That's
a
true.
Lot.
Yeah.
Because I got from you for my GT500.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I remember.
And it was intense. I loved it. My wife didn't love it so much, right? So that was 2006.
Yeah.
Here we are 11 years later.
Yeah.
And you guys have looked at that now, and you deal with it.
Yeah. We get rid of all those objectionable frequencies now. It's expected.
It's interesting,
it's expected,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a decibel thing, or what is it?
It's a particular frequency that resonates inside the cabin.
Yeah.
They call it drone. So
and,
we
and
just got
to
get rid of
that
drone.
I haven't loved. Now, let's go to Bodie Stroud, BS Industries, for a minute. You use these guys' products.
Sure.
I mean,
of course.
Essential, these things.
Yeah, yeah. I got his product on display right now at my booth.
What is it?
It's a Bronco chassis.
On
it's
a Bronco
our new
chassis.
Bronco chassis, yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know it or not. BS Industries now BSI.
It's BSI Performance.
Performance.
And, yep, and we got our first booth over here, and we're displaying our new chassis. We got our Bronco chassis with Brembo brakes on it. Of course.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice, right?
Bodie's on a whole other level, really.
Right?
I mean, thanks, man.
And by the way,
that.
I was talking to Tim Allen, Brett Gregory today. he's playing, matter of fact. Are you going to go see him Friday? Tim Allen's playing Friday night. I'm not sure where he's playing, but here in town Friday night, I'm going to go see him. Where's he playing? Mirage, okay.
Yeah.
Can you hook
my wife? Tim
me up?
Allen.
You hook
I'm
me up?
My wife's list.
You're going to be here?
Yeah.
Okay. Here on the Shell Pioneering Performance Stage, I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here we are on the Pioneering Performance Stage at SEMA. Our next guest, Bodie Stroud, and David Borla is here too. So, you built Tim Allen's Camaro.
I've built him a few things, yeah.
But that Camaro, I touched it, I looked at it, I tried to figure out all the things you did. It was so subtle and so beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I got to tell you, I mean, it's hard. When a guy that, I used to be a car painter, I mean, I painted Lamborghinis, I've done everything. When a guy like me has to look and go, what is different about this?
Yeah.
You did some stuff that was artistry, man.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Very much.
This stuff brings back memories for me, though.
Oh, yeah.
You did that.
Brembos are on that, too.
He did a wagon, you know, with wood on the side. What was that? It was a few years ago. Didn't you do like a retro kind of...
He did some motorhomes. I know that.
I can't remember.
But you were telling me about the history of that car or whatever, and it just brought back memories. You know, I think my mother had a car like that. You know, it was really cool.
Well, I remember talking to you about it. I just can't remember what car it was.
You're doing too many cars.
Let me do this. Let's talk about CIC Warniak out there. Let's talk about what has changed in your part of the world, David Borla, Borla Exhaust, the most in the last 24 months.
So we have a new patent. And what we're doing is we're taking these ancient pipe organ formulas and applying them to exhaust technology.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah, and it works, too. So pipe organs are tuned by changing the diameter and length of pipe. And so I know...
Do you need an extra pipe organ? I know exactly where I can get
one. She's probably trying to get rid of her organ.
Well, I might know someone who wants one.
I mean, what do you do with an extra pipe organ, really?
Yeah.
You got an organ donor out there. Sorry, right, keep going.
I actually visited a pipe organ factory to get these formulas, and I really fell in love with the process. And what I found out is that they're actually building pipe organs for people's homes. So wow. I got to see all these really cool pipe organs that they're building for homes. But anyway, we took these formulas and we applied them to exhaust technology. So whereas a lot of people are running straight pipes on these turbo applications, especially because the turbos are really killing the sound, through this technology we can actually bring out certain frequencies and actually bring the decibel level up even from a straight piece of pipe. And what we're doing is we're combining the diameters and lengths based on like playing chords on an organ.
Can you believe this?
That is tech.
It's a polyphonic exhaust note, multiple notes as opposed to a monophonic exhaust note. And it's just got a different flavor. I'm very hesitant to say it sounds... I'm not going to say it sounds better because it sounds subjective and there's a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Right.
But ours sounds different. So
well, superchargers. Wow. Can you do anything with supercharger? With
Absolutely. Yeah. What it allows us to do is pick certain frequencies and kind of bring them out. Other frequencies we can sort of bring down. And we're learning a lot about kind of what people like, what sounds good. And even for the same car, we can offer something that's sort of bass heavy or mid-rangey or trebly, three or four different options. Think of it like a graphic equalizer on a stereo. Right, so this component is kind of changing the frequencies, and the muffler is like the volume knob.
Wow!
So.
Do you believe this, David Borler from Borler Exhaust?
Fantastic!
I thought you were gonna tell me like about, you know, we got a new muffler for the new F-150. And he
I got one of those too. I got one of those
words I've never heard.
Right. That's awesome, man.
I got to get a muffler for brake noise.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
You guys can co-modulate. All right, Dan Sandberg, last 24 months, what is the big, you know, thing that's new in the world of braking systems from
Brembo?
You
can't avoid all the talk about electronics in the vehicle. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about electronic brakes, you know, the safety brakes, the emergency brakes, the autonomous braking that you have. But I think the biggest thing that's affecting us right now is we've accelerated our brake-by-wire technology. So we really believe that we will see fully electric brakes in cars, if not in 5 years, for sure in 10 years.
How
so
cool is
you'll
that,
still have
right?
backup and everything, but you know it opens up a whole new world. You know, just from a consumer preference standpoint, you know, you get people who say, I don't like the brakes, they're too touchy, or the pedal is too mushy. You make those brakes electronic, you can change and do whatever you want. You can have a track pack, which actually the brakes are tighter, harder, or softer.
Right?
You
dial
do all these things.
Your brakes for whatever. It's awesome, man.
And they're faster. So that's the amazing thing. So, you know, you press a pedal on an electric brake system, it can be 30-40% faster than a hydraulic system.
Yeah.
Not that hydraulics are slow, but, you know, that's a life or death kind of thing, maybe.
In a world of lightning speed... The difference is this. All right, so Bodie Stroud, BS Industries, BSI Performance. What does all this mean for you? Is that going to make your life easier, harder? Are you going to be able to work with the Brembos and the Borlas to create the hot rods of tomorrow that have electric brakes? I mean, because you're the guy that'll do this stuff. Because here they are.
I'm always loving something new. I'm always loving anything that comes up new, a challenge to put on something old, make it new again. I love new technology, and so when I hear stuff like this, it's that's what gets my juices flowing. You know, I get creative as well. So when I hear that all this new stuff is coming out, it kind of shows me a glimpse of my future.
I want to just hear. I see John out here. Come on up, jump up on stage. Introduce yourself, because you're wearing a SEMA badge. Tell the world who you are and what you do.
I'm John Warniak, Vice President of Vehicle Technology at SEMA.
There you go.
Welcome to the Shell Performance Stage.
That's right.
Glad to be here.
And the reason why I wanted to have John jump up is because this guy, he goes to the Consumer Electronics Show, and he's dealing with all these manufacturers. And we were asking about the last 2 years, kind of the innovation. Borla, I mean, they're tuning pipes, you know, with the pipe organs to get the exhaust right. This stuff, I mean, I'm giving you the 2 second version of it.
Got
amazing,
it.
Right?
Yep.
Electric brakes from Brembo, the hot rod builders and the chassis builders. What do you see from your vantage point being at SEMA? How are we going to build hot rods of tomorrow, safer, better, faster, and still be able to do this stuff in a shop with Bodie Stroud.
Fast, smart, cool, and connected. And I think one of the best quotes was from Neil Young. He was walking the show 3 years ago, and he's looking around. He said, John, an old car can take you to new places.
Look at that. All right, guys. Listen, this is so interesting, and we are inventing the future as we're going into it. Stuff like, you know, what Dan's talking about, I think to myself, oh, my God, you know, I'm so far behind the curve. That's why I'm glad to have friends like Dan, like Bodie, like David Borla, because these guys are going to make the future for us. They're in their shops right now making the hot rods of tomorrow, making sure they sound great, they break faster, smarter. I mean, look at John Hennessy did the other day, 1,600 horsepower right over there, the F5. That's crazy.
That's all crazy.
That's all. They're saying 2,000 horsepower in the future, but you know what? It's coming, and there's the first step forward right there. So
I think that car's actually moving, even when it's
off. Yeah. It's moving, standing gotta still. Be. Any last words? Anything you want to tell us about little-known facts about David Borla before we go?
I think I've gotten it all out already. I'm just a dad, and that's, you know, living the dad life.
Congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
Happy to see that. Little-known facts, I know yours.
I'm about the same.
No, I want right to hear on. About... First of all, so here's the future, right?
Isn't your daughter doing some music stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Tell us.
She's a singer-songwriter. She's going into the studio in January to record her first album. And
she's awesome.
It's going really good. She's going to be at the Saban Theater in a couple of weeks. Playing
cool.
With the Jenners.
She's writing her own music?
She writes her own music.
Awesome.
She plays about every instrument.
Right?
Yeah. She's pretty amazing.
Her name is Blue?
Blue Stroud.
Blue Stroud. You guys look her up.
Yeah.
And a special gal from a special family.
Yeah. But until then, I got to keep working. So I'll
By
be
way,
building chassis. And
your special bus just drove up over there. Did you see the little short bus?
Oh,
I think that's here to pick you up.
Yeah. Thanks. My ride's here.
John Warniak. Little known facts about John Warniak?
I would have to say that SEMA is basically the intersection of cars and car culture. And look around. Car culture is very much alive and very a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Dan Sandberg, little known facts.
Well, I love this show, but people ask me little known fact about me or Brembo. I bring my dog to work, Reese, and she's a great dog, and everybody should bring their dogs to work. It helps the work climate, and somebody's got to clean up the poop, so.
There you go. What a great way to stop this segment.
Yeah.
Dan Sandberg, John Warniak, Bodie Stroud, and David Borla. Guys, thank you so much. You guys are great
thank
pioneers
you.
For this stage.
Thank you. Thanks,
Alan. We'll be right back. We'll have some more guests. Stay with us. This is Thank You, Brother, the Pioneering Performance Stage. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.